I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1955. That was the day the American Federation of Labor and the Congress of Industrial Organizations merged to become the AFL-CIO. The American Federation of Labor was a confederation of unions that can trace its roots all the way back to just after the Civil War in 1866. Samuel Gompers initially established the Federation of Organized Trades and Labor Unions, which reorganized as the American Federation of Labor. This group was comprised of craft unions and represented primarily skilled laborers. However, as industrialization grew, many union organizers believed in the idea of industrial unions. They wanted to expand to organize more unskilled workers by industry. John L. Lewis, head of the United Mine Workers Union, was one union leader who wanted this change. Out of this idea, the Committee of Industrial Unions was formed as part of the American Federation of Labor. This group felt its issues were being ignored by the AFL. As a result, in 1938, it split from the AFL and became the Congress of Industrial Organizations. Members of the CIO included the United Mine Workers, the United Auto Workers, and the United Steel Workers. The 1950s were a high point for labor unions in the United States. One-third of all workers in the nation were members of unions. However, both the AFL and the CIO were concerned about the future of organized labor. The Taft-Hartley Act, passed in 1947 over the veto of President Harry S. Truman, made organizing more difficult. The two groups realized they would be more effective if they banded together under one roof. The American Federation of Labor and the Congress of Industrial Organizations merged to become today's AFL-CIO.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.